there have been a few highlights for me. For some bizarre reason, people I respect and admire have followed me on Twitter, the culmination of which led to me meeting Black Thought from The Roots after exchanging Twitter messages with him for a while when I went up to New York over spring break. He showed me around on the Jimmy Fallon show, and I got to meet him. And meeting a rap legend, in my opinion, a guy you not idolize, but certainly respect, that's a Twitter highlight. Well, you can only imagine my surprise and delight a couple of months ago when I noticed that the Gringo Mandingo himself decided to follow me on Twitter, Michael Rapaport. Now, those of you who are casually familiar with Big Mike through his work on maybe Justified or various movies, he's done about 50 of them through the years, you're unfamiliar with his work as Dick Ritchie in one of the greatest movies ever made, True Romance, the one of the only Woody Allen movies worth watching, in my opinion, The Mighty Aphrodite with Mira Sorvino and Woody. You might have seen him on the Louis C.K. episode where he played a high school chum of Louis who turned out to be a cop. He hosts a very successful podcast called I Am Rappaport, and he is a fantasy football fanatic and guru. Joining us right now on the phone, Big Mike himself. What's up, Mr. Rappaport?
How are you? How are you? Thanks for having me. You said a mistake, though. I'm not a guru. I'm the guru when it comes to fantasy football. There's plenty of gurus. There's only one guru, okay? So if you got any information you want for fantasy, whatever, you come to the guru, okay?
The guru. All right, we are very pro-Semitic on this show. Seth, my producer, is full-blown Jew. My mom is Jewish, so we have a kinship here. L'chaim, my brother.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, L'chaim.
Now, way back in the day when you did True Romance, back in 93, Quentin Tarantino penned the script, I know. Did he have any involvement with you as Dick Ritchie? Did you see him on the set? Did you talk to him at the time?
When we did True Romance, no, he wasn't on the set. I mean, I had already met Quentin a little bit, and he was emerging. There was a lot of, you know, excitement around him and Reservoir Dogs and Natural Born Killer script and I'm not sure. Yeah, I think that came out around the time of around when we were doing True Romance. So there was a lot of excitement, but I think he pretty much gave Tony Scott, the late great Tony Scott, the script and let him do his thing. And I know he's been very supportive, and I know he's a fan of the film, and you know, and that film is something that sort of lasts the test of time. So I'm proud of Dick Ritchie and True Romance.
As well, you should be. For a starter kit, we have a young Nikki who is an associate producer on our show. She is unfortunately unfamiliar with the Gringo Mandingo. Where would you start her on the Big Mike Rapaport starter kit?
Man. She doesn't know who. I mean, why are we even? How does she still have a job? Like, I don't even know how she's still. You got to think about you know why she's there and where what kind of people you got working around you. But I mean, you can start anywhere. Any of the stuff you mentioned with some of the highlights. You know, the Tribe Called Quest movie that I directed is really good. And you know, I mean, you know, if she doesn't know the name, you know, she probably knows the reputation, and I'm easy to find. You know, she could listen to the podcast or start with one of those shows or films you mentioned, or definitely Beats, Rhymes, and Life, The Travels of a Tribe Called Quest is something I'm enormously proud of. So, you know, she could just sort of pick and choose. She could really just, it's like, you know, you could shut your eyes and pick something, but you guys got to start thinking about the kind of people you're hiring around. You got to give them some sort of... There's got to be some sort of test. You can't just let anybody. You can't just let anybody in there and like give them a paycheck. Like one of the first things you say, like you have like a crime record, you pay your taxes. Do you know the Gringo Mandingo? And if they give you a blank look, like bye, get out. Like, you got to take your business elsewhere.
Sorry, I apologize on behalf of the show, Big Mike. Nikki, you owe Mike a huge apology.
I might know him from Hitch. I've seen that movie.
You might know him.
No. You got a long weekend. You got a lot of viewing stuff you could get into this weekend. A
lot of homework this weekend. I have to say, Mike, as a Tribe Called Quest fan, from the very first time I heard "Left My Wallet in El Segundo," the passion project that you took on, Beats, Rhymes, and Life. You know, I never fooled myself into thinking that Tip and Fife remained best friends through the years. But you managed through that documentary to show the insane level of acrimony and the, I don't want to call it a lack of appreciation of each other, but like, how in the world did those guys grow apart, yet they made such amazing music together, dude?
I think, I think friends and people you're close with and, you know, I think it happens. I think it's par for the course, you know, and then as far as being in a group together, I mean, so many great groups and so many less than great groups break up. I think it's just what happens with artists and, you know, you have alpha males and even alpha females, you know, whether it's, you know, the Supremes or, the Beatles or you know, it just happens, you know, the Rolling Stones, you know, they still perform, but they don't even speak to each other. So it's just par for the course. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to be able to make beat rhymes in life. And I'm glad I did it. It was a challenge. But I think, you know, it's a story that tells the part of the story of, you know, one of the most important groups in any genre of music. And, of course, with the passing of the great Fife Dawg, I'm really glad that we were able to get it done.
No doubt about it. We were speaking with Michael Rapaport. He has a podcast. You can find it at iamrapaport.com. What made you decide to start a podcast? And is it something, I mean, I love every episode. Is it something you're still very passionate about?
Oh, yeah. I love doing the podcast. It's fun. It's sort of, you know, we get to talk about whatever we want, the good, the bad. The zany, and you know, I'm really proud of it, and it's sort of taken on a life of its own, and I love doing it. I love doing it.
Well, you're good at it, man, and I got to tell you, when you are on Stern, and especially on the wrap-up show, when they talk about the emails that you send to Baba Booey threatening to sodomize him, and the contentious relationship with John Hine and all those guys, straight up money, dude. That is some of the best radio. Now, fess up. Does your son still run your fantasy football team?
No. He doesn't run my fantasy football team. And they thought they were going to, like, bury me and, like, oh, you're not going to figure anything out. And now they created a monster because now I'm a fantasy beast. So I had to draft on my own. My son and his friend are still my GMs, and they're still involved with the team. But I had to do the draft solo. I won the Howard Stern draft. And now I'm taking my business into the daily fantasy football world. And anybody who out there who thinks I don't know what I'm doing, anybody out there who thinks they're good at fantasy football, please, I welcome you to step into the monkey cage. You can find me at DraftKings/IamRapaport. Come dance with the dingo. Every Sunday I'll be there all fantasy football season long. You come into the monkey cage, and you might not leave the same whether you win or you lose. We're taking all challenges. Last week, the first week of fantasy, aside from the Stern League and my other leagues in Daly, I took on 1,400 people. It was the Gringo Man Dingo takes all comers. And, you know, you win some and you lose some. But, I don't even play for money. It's low-stakes games, $1, $5, free games. It's not even about the money. It's about the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. So if anybody wants to come into the monkey cage, go on DraftKings. You can use the promo code Rapaport. You get on there for free. I make it easy for you. Come dance with me. Dance. I like to dance.
Dance with the dingo. Come
dance.
Before we let
you punch your dance card.
Whoa. Are you in Sully? I was just looking at this. And do you play a bartender in the new Tom Hanks movie, Sully?
Yeah, I did a little cameo in that. And you know, obviously it's the number one film in the country. People really like it. And Clint Eastwood, you know, asked, and I came in and I knocked it out, and it was fun. It was Tom Hanks, and it's a great story. It's a great film, and you know, everybody seems to really enjoy it.
All right, now I would be remiss if I did not ask this, because I watched Justified. I'm a big Walton Goggins fan. I think he's one of the most underrated actors ever to walk the face of the earth. What was the look on your?
He's great.
He is. What was the look on your face when they sat you down and they said, "Yo, Big Mike, we need you to play a role in this, but we're gonna need you to do a Southern accent."
I was ready, you know, for any actor, you want to do things that challenge yourself, and you always want to, you know, move things around a little bit. So it was a lot of fun to do it. Those guys are great. Timothy Oliphant and Walton, they were just very welcoming, and they're the kind of guys that want to see other people do good, you know, because I was walking onto their set, into their show, and they were like, you know, trying to do everything they can to make me comfortable and encourage me to do my thing. And so I had a great time working on Justified, and those two guys in particular were just totally just gracious and encouraging to me. So it was fun.
That is good to know. Seth, a question for our fellow Hebrew brother, Michael Rapoport.
Michael, since you're so into fantasy football, what's a normal NFL Sunday like for you? How do you keep track of all your teams?
Good question. It's getting tougher because this is the first year that I've done more than one team. So my routine on Sunday is this. This is the truth. I go to hot yoga early in the morning to get myself focused. Okay,
right.
Because I know I'm not going to be focused the rest of the day. So I go to hot yoga and I do that shirtless, and then I don't shower after hot yoga. I sit in front of the TV. And I ride with my team. You know, I got Jameis Winston. You know, I love him, and I love Mike Evans. They're both on my team. But it's definitely, you know, I ride with the highs and lows, the ebbs and flows of a Sunday. And you know, like I said, you're gonna win some, you're gonna lose some. It's really all about the fun and all that stuff. But in all seriousness, are you asking this because you want to dance with the dingo on Sunday?
No,
because I'm telling you, I'm easy to. You want to dance? If you want to dance, I'll dance with you. I'll dance real nice to you. I'll do a slow dance with you. I'll do a nice slow dance with you. You want a slow dance? You want a slow dance with the gringo man dingo on Sunday? Come to the I Am Rapoport League. It's real easy. It's real easy to find.
He wants to dance with you,
I'll
Seth.
Do a dance, but if I win, will you hoist me up in a chair like about my bar mitzvah and kind of throw me around a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I'll give you the Patrick Swayze. I'll give you whatever you want. But if you lose, things might be a little different. But please, please, come dance with me.
Dance.
I love to dance.
Dance with the dingo. Hey, man, listen, I appreciate you being so accommodating and coming on our show, Mike. Huge fan. It's great to catch up with you. Everybody go to iamrapoport.com. Check out his podcast. Support all of his efforts. You're a hell of a guy, Mike. Keep up the great work, and I hope we get to talk to you again, all right?
Anytime. Thanks for having me. You guys have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. It was a pleasure, you guys.
Pleasure was all mine. Thanks, Big Mike. Appreciate that. We were very fortunate this year on Drew Garabo Live because we were able to take up a cause that was started by our friend Jade, who used to do mornings on Hot 101.5 with Seth. She departed for New York, and she left behind her an initiative that she really drove home here in the Tampa Bay area, which was called Apple a Day. We didn't want to see Apple a Day go away because I went to the first Apple a Day party that we had here in Tampa. I met a dude named Nathan, who at the time was like a 12-year-old kid who had just been diagnosed with two inoperable brain tumors. The prognosis was grim. He got an iPad at this party, and he was overjoyed. I got to meet him, his mom, Josie. And the event really had a strong impact on me and the way I see the world, especially with my own son, who is now 13. I think he was about 9 at the time. Nathan and I have since become good friends. He just graduated from high school, and he's a robust 6'2" young man now who has gotten a very strong prognosis and is healthy, and so proud of him. And I always think back to that Apple a Day party and what a special day that was. Well, we had the opportunity this past year to undertake Apple a Day and take it under our own wing and make it our own. We went to the airwaves with it. You reached into your pockets, and through your generosity, we quite frankly crushed our goal of raising $10,000. We thought, you know, they needed $10,000 to fund this program for a year. We thought maybe we could come close to that. And little did we know that thanks to those of you out there who gave, not those of you out there who said you were going to give and then got your business promoted and then didn't give, but that's a different story for a different day. Those of you who actually gave, we were able to raise upwards of $20,000. In fact, I think the number was closer to $30,000.
Yeah, it was closer to $40,000, and there was a few people that didn't go through with their promise of donating, but I still think it was right around $35,000 this year.
Which is exceptional. You know, we could have been done there. We could have said, great, we made our money, raised our money, and let's be done with it. But we threw an Apple a Day party for the kids. We had Captain Fear show up from the Bucks. He was the only Bucks representative who showed up. We had Thunderbug from the Lightning. We had Rocky, the USF Bull.
Was Raymond here?
Raymond from the Rays was here. We had all of our coworkers. We had a magnificent party catered by Dad's Dough. Chick-fil-A brought food. We had a great day with all these kids, and we were able to give iPads to these kids who were undergoing chemotherapy, which one of the many bad things about chemotherapy is the strain that it puts on these kids and their parents. So to have the distraction that an iPad can bring, quite frankly, is a wonderful thing. So then, could have been done there. But thanks to Seth pushing me along the path, we were able to go to All Children's Hospital a couple of weeks ago and give out two iPads there. And really to see the smile that it brought to those two little kids. Paisley was one. The kid, the boy's name, I don't quite recall, but he was happy as a clam, if they're even happy, to receive an iPad. It was a magnificent day.
Yeah, a lot of the fundraising we focus on, and Jade's mom, Patty, is here because she's an expert in this, handling mostly everything in Tampa now. But a lot of the fundraising efforts are focused for May, Apple a Day in May, but the iPads get handed out year-round.
Right, and we're delighted to be a part of this. And the reason we're talking about this is not to kiss our own butts, although we do enjoy that. It is so that we can give out another iPad. And Patty, welcome back. It's great to see you again.
Thank you for having us on the show, Drew. And I just want to thank all of your listeners for their generous hearts. The smiles that these children, if they could see the smiles when they receive the iPads, they'd understand every dollar, 100% of their donations go to the kids. All our volunteers are full volunteers. And thanks again for all the generosity to all you wonderful people.
Yeah, it's very humbling, and I feel incredibly grateful to have the type of audience generous enough to fund a program like this. It's truly a special feeling. And in the studio with us right now, I'm going to make a guess and say that is Maya right there. Are you Maya? Yeah, you are Maya. You can say yes into the microphone right there if you want to. Hi, Maya.
Hi.
A little shy? She looks like she might be a little shy.
Oh, it's all right.
She is a little shy.
We have a present for you.
Now, whose lap are you sitting on, Maya? Is that your mom right there? That can't be your grandma. There's no way that's a grandma. I've seen grandmas before. They don't look like you.
He's pretty sweet, isn't he?
Are you Kelly?
I am Kelly.
Kelly, I'm Drew. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Are you sure you're really a grandma?
I am positive.
Is that your husband right there?
No.
Okay.
That's my
husband. Oh, okay. I was going to say, because he looks like a grandpa.
Don't get us in trouble here.
No,
now.
I won't. I have a very vested interest in asking. I'm seeing, is there a grandpa in the picture? Tell us about little Maya, Kelly.
So this is Maya. She's 4 years old, and she was diagnosed with leukemia on February 25th. And we were devastated,
of course.
Didn't know much about it.
Right.
And very quickly learned a lot about it.
Sure.
And they call mothers, I'm a grandmother, but they call them momcologists because they've learned so much. But she's doing very well. It's a difficult path. She won't be done until April 29th of 2018. So we have a long way to go.
You do, but she looks vibrant and healthy, and that is a wonderful thing. She has to undergo chemo once a month via lumbar punctures, which I don't have to be a medical professional to tell you that's where they put a needle in the lower back. That prevents the cancer from getting to her brain. Maya, I don't like needles. You probably don't like needles much either. But for fun today, we're going to stick a needle in Seth. Do you want to see that happen? That's going to be
Should they do that?
It's going to be awesome.
No,
you don't want us to? Oh, okay, I guess we won't then.
Thank you. Very nice.
Fine.
Very nice.
Just like Seth does every show, she screams and cries during the process. Once the needle's in, she's all smiles again and probably... No, we're not going to do it today.
No. Only presents today. Only good
presents.
Stuff.
Today you only get good stuff because
no
pokies today.
No pokies.
How about this? Instead of a pokey, what if, Maya, we gave you your very own iPad that you can watch videos on and you can color on and you can do anything you want with it? Would you like that? Would that make you happy? It would? A little bit or a lot? All right. Well, then Mr. Seth over there is going to violate a court order, and he's going to come near a child, and he's got an iPad just for you. That is your own iPad. You don't have to share it with anybody.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a little case for it, so you can put that on there.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, hold on. There's more.
Look
at an iTunes gift card.
iTunes gift card, so you can load it up. What kind of shows do you like to watch, Maya? What kind of shows and movies do you like to watch?
Can you answer?
You like SpongeBob?
She likes Disney shows.
You like Disney shows and like Frozen? You like the movie Frozen with Elsa and everything, Olaf and everybody seems to like, I've never seen it, but I've heard. What about The Lion King? Do you like The Lion King? You do?
Yeah, see, everybody likes The Lion King except for you.
I like The Little Mermaid better. Do you like The Little Mermaid at all? Yeah? Do you like The Little Mermaid? There you see her sitting there across the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about... I'm just like Sebastian, right? Kiss the girl?
How about a Lion King song?
I don't. Can you feel the love tonight? It's the only one. Hakuna Matata. I really need to see this movie. So all that stuff is yours because of the people who gave us donations. You can take that with you, and it is all yours to do whatever you want with. We want to thank you guys very much for letting us be a part of this. And Maya, we're all thinking about you, and we're all hoping that you stay well and you look fantastic. And Patty, thank you again for this opportunity. You're tremendous.
Oh, thank you very much for supporting our program. The donations just from your show has changed the lives of so many children already, and we're still giving out iPads all year long.
Good.
From the donations of your listeners. Thank you again, everyone. Keep giving money.
How can people give money? Do you go to the Give Hope Foundation page, Patty?
No, they would go to the appleadayfoundation.org for any donations. Thank
great.
You.
Great.
And we want to do a halfway to Apple a Day party to raise money. We're thinking about doing a pub crawl or something. We talked about it with Patty a few months back. So.
Oh, I'm bad at math. What month would that put us in?
We don't have to really.
Okay, it doesn't have to officially be halfway.
We can do it anytime.
Nita's in charge of the pub crawl.
Okay.
Good job. All right, make it happen, Nita. All right, well, thank you guys very much for being here. Maya, thank you. Very nice to meet you, and enjoy your iPad. And you, young lady, I still don't believe that you're a grandmother, but if you tell me you are,
thank you very much.
I'll believe you. I won't call you a liar. Thank you guys very much. It was very nice to see you.